Golf's national championship has come to San Francisco. Right now, the game's greatest players are teeing up at the Olympic Club, where they'll compete in the U.S. Open in 2 days' time. It's a true celebration of the game, not so much because of the stars who come out, but because of the workaday golfers who have the chance to take the same stage, like Todd Fisher.
So my first shot in the U.S. Open on Saturday morning was a hole-in-one.
We'll hear more about that magical moment later and get inside the ropes of this year's tournament. But first, we're going to talk about golf's fundamentals. It's what the First Tee organization is all about. It's a program dedicated to teaching golf, and through golf, building character. There are more than 200 chapters around the nation. San Francisco's was founded by Frank Sandy Tatum in 2004 when he was 83 years old. The Stanford alum is the former head of the United States Golf Association, which runs the U.S. Open. When he was helping launch the First Tee San Francisco, he told me he had a life-changing experience while scouting sites at a local middle school.
And what we've done is we've gone into a middle school in a Visitation Valley. So we found an unused playground in a middle school, Visitation Valley Middle School.
Which is actually right near KALW. It's just, yes, just down the hill from here.
Yeah, yeah. When I was out there looking at that project and analyzing whether we could make it work or not, this delightful guy, Jim Durkee, who's the principal of that school, came out and he said, you know, you guys don't know what you're going to be able to do for these kids. You've got to understand the lives that they live. And I'll give you just one critical example. When they go home on weekends, very, very few of them ever leave their houses, because they're afraid. And I looked at that playground and the parts of it where the kids were operating, and there's a non-policeman with them. And I thought to myself, what would my life have been if I had to somehow manage to survive in the kind of environment that these kids have to survive in? So to put it mildly, that was a very serious added stimulus. And what we've done, it's taken us years because of the bureaucratic problems, but we've established a wonderful driving range out there on that playground, unused playground. We've established a sensational chipping area. We've established a wonderful putting green. And Jim Durkee has given us a classroom in the school. So we have basically have a complete facility out there. And within that framework, the First Tee program as a function of every PE program in 9 schools. And when we do that, what we will have done would have been to be able to transform the lives of cumulatively, literally in the thousands of youngsters. And so that's what we're doing, and that's why it matters. And boy, does it matter to me.
That's Sandy Tatum, former president of the United States Golf Association. Tatum believes the First Tee program can change kids' lives. We wanted to see just how much. So we sent KALW's Artem Skonohovs down the street to pay them a visit.
I'm standing outside Visitation Valley Middle School. It's located in the southern part of San Francisco, in one of the poorest residential areas of the city. It's recess, and kids are outside playing. There are the typical activities, football, basketball, but at this school, there is also golf.
How you doing, Manu?
Sure, Coach Tony.
All right.
Tony Anderson, Visitation Valley's site director, works with 20 to 30 kids every day at the school's golf course. One is a 13-year-old named Faletui Manu.
Yeah, we provide everything that they need to participate. Manu is one of our students who's been with us. He's just walked up getting ready to practice on his little chip here. Nice shot.
This is the First Tee program. Kids from 5 neighboring schools share the facility here at Viz Valley Middle School. That's about 500 kids throughout the year. There is a putting green in a driving range with a net,
where they learn the basics of golf, in terms of how to grip a club, have proper posture, how to swing, whether it's a short swing or full swing.
Oh, that's much better. That's a much better shot.
After learning at the school's golf course, First Tee instructors bring the kids to the Glen Eagles golf course at nearby McLaren Park.
Were you going for that hole at the top?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And some of the most dedicated kids have a chance to go across town every Saturday to Harding Park, one of the most prestigious public golf courses in America. It's shortly after 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and Coach Jaron Jackson is in a van, picking up kids from their homes in Sunnydale. It's the largest housing project in San Francisco, in one of the city's most violent and poorest neighborhoods. First we stop at Manu's house.
So Manu lives right here. That's his mom. That's my first pickup every day. He's been playing about 5-6 months. He loves the game, and he's vastly improving. He's going to be a good player if he keeps it up.
Manu comes out of his home, a converted apartment building that was once a military barracks from World War II. All of the rundown buildings in his neighborhood look the same. The streets are filled with trash. They move a couple of blocks down to pick up some other kids. One of them is late.
We gotta figure out where he lives so we can start knocking on his door. Half the time he's in there asleep. I thought his mom is usually at work because she never answers the phone. But then she always sends him out.
After several unanswered phone calls, we have to move on. We pick up a kid who's been absent for the last couple of weeks.
Young man, how you feeling, bro? Where you been, man? You gonna quit me? You quit me?
No.
Okay.
This Saturday, Jackson and another first tee coach pick up more kids than usual, about 18. As we drive around, Coach Jackson talks with the kids about golf.
I picked them up and I had a new set of clubs. I wanted them to see them.
You got a new set?
Yeah, got a new set. Got a whole, almost got a whole new bag, except for my putter.
Finally, after an hour and a half, we arrived at Harding Park Golf Course. It's a sunny day and the parking lot is full of expensive cars. Jackson and the kids head for the clubhouse, where the first tee has a special classroom. Used golf shirts and caps have been set on the floor in the center of the room. They're donations to the program. Kids are encouraged to choose one or two for themselves.
So now, they used to be on.
After a short update, the kids go to the golf course. Some of them practice their swing, others are divided to groups of four and take off to play around. Manu grabs his clubs.
My parents say, I mean, it's a good program. They want me to play, you know, first person in my family to play golf. So, you know, they keep saying, go, 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 get better. One day we'll see you in a PGA Tour.
Manu is playing today with 15-year-old Kevin Kirksey.
Good shot, Manu.
Kirksey has been playing golf since he was 9 and recently participated in his first tournament.
The experience was very nerve-wracking because I wasn't used to the tournament environment. And I think I played pretty good, I mean, for my first tournament. So I don't have any regrets.
Kirksey and Manu hit the ball pretty well and moved crisply down the course. It's part of the etiquette of golf, which they're taught in the program. Another 15-year-old on the course, Tarek Turner, says the first tee program develops discipline in all kinds of ways.
They want you to really do good instead of just coming out here and whacking a club. They want you to at least be book smart too. So it's a good program.
I ask him about his career aspirations.
Really, honestly, the sport I really want to play is to be a basketball player. But I don't know, really, the chances is really slim. So I think I'm just going to really just try to go to a good college and see where it takes me from there.
Turner understands that golf is an expensive game. When he turns 18, greens fees at Harding Park will cost him between $46 and $60. He wants to be able to afford it after he ages out of the first tee program.
Oh, yeah, I'll keep on playing. I'm pretty sure I will die with a club in my hand. I love this game. If anybody was trying to take me away from this game, I don't know what I'd do.
Once they develop their skills, they're on the golf course, the next step is how can we make sure that they have a very successful life?
Jonathan Lee is program director for First Tee San Francisco.
So that when they choose to continue golf, they have the financial means along with the interest to continue to play golf.
Lee says San Francisco First Tee works directly with about 1,600 kids every year. But most kids don't spend that much time with the program. In fact, Lee says, since the program began in 2004, only about 35 kids that he knows of have stuck with it through the age of 18 and gone on to college. That's not a lot of long-term success stories, but there are some, like Alexandra Wong from St. Ignatius High School.
And Alexandra just won in March the San Francisco City Championship and will be playing golf at Princeton University this upcoming school year, and her twin sister Andrea will be playing on a golf scholarship at UC Davis.
For most kids, though, the first tee is a chance to get outdoors and learn something new about the game and the world they once knew nothing about. It's a start. In San Francisco, I'm Artem Skonohaus for Cross Currents.